The corporate media is not going to be interested in reporting on any of that, especially that original Surgeon General report that there was an entry wound to the throat below the Adam's apple, because that corporate media, they were all complicit in the lie of the lone assassin all of these years. They're not going to stand up there and say, yeah, we were lying to you all this time, but trust us when we tell you Iran has a neutron bomb or some such nonsense as that.
And I hate to say this, but my parents would have loved to have read that report, and they waited until they passed away, where they would have really been up in arms, because they're the ones that really got us through that era. And for the Kennedy era and stuff like that, seems like that's when the coup first started.
Well, certainly that is when the U.S. started going down this dangerous pro-fascist direction. And it's rather interesting in Oliver Stone's movie JFK, which I imagine is going to be on the air real soon and everybody's going to be watching it. There's even a line in there by Walter Matthau, who's playing a U.S. senator, saying it just seems like the United States has just gone down this terrible direction. Everything's gotten worse ever since Kennedy was assassinated. And that was true. Kennedy was like the golden age, Camelot, race, you know, going to the moon. And ever since then, the U.S. has just deteriorated into this hollowed out shell of a war machine where their solution to every problem is let's drop bombs on people.
Oh, I totally agree. Since Eisenhower, right after the World War II, and then they end up saying that Adolf Hitler was still in Argentina and stuff in 55 with a film video of it, just... To me, it seems like we've lived nothing but a lie from then to now, to where I feel like my 50 years, I'm 58, but I feel like 50 years of my life has been constructed by smoke and mirrors.
Well, don't feel bad about it. I'm sure that first eight were also equally obstructed by smoke and mirrors. You've been lied to your entire life, so have I, so has everybody listening to this program. The difference is now we know it. And we know to be on the lookout for more lies in the future.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. It's people like you that I've grown to focus in on. I've had 15 different people I've listened to on the radio and stuff. I've narrowed it down to. You're on it. You're on it. And I really appreciate the time, the investment that you put into it. And I know they gave you a bad deal, too. So it's payback time. So I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Jim. We're going to let you go, and we've got more callers waiting on the line. But we're also close to a commercial break, so we're going to let that go until we come on back here. Meanwhile, the early winter is hitting up in Minnesota. 10 inches of snow. 4 dead. 217 crashes across the state. Remember back in 1990s when they said 2000, snowfall's a thing of the past. Wrong. Yet another lie. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take the phone calls, they're running a story right now where North Korea has announced they're going to launch a satellite into space. And, of course, everybody's screaming, it's a cover for a nuclear weapons test. And it does look like everybody's gearing up for this war in North Korea. Is it going to happen while Trump is in Asia, after he comes back from Asia? Obviously, it would be a lot safer for Trump if they crank up hostilities when he's back in Washington, D.C. But I actually had somebody write in a suggestion where my first instinct was to hit the delete key. And then the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know, we can't really rule it out. And the reader's suggestion was that the U.S. could shoot down Air Force One and blame it on North Korea. And that would get their war with North Korea going, and it would certainly solve all of Hillary Clinton's and Podesta's and everybody else's problems. So, boy, I got to tell you, I actually do feel sorry for Donald Trump. I don't agree with everything that he's done. I'm still glad that he was able to prevail over Hillary Clinton. But he did want the job, and he's got it right now. I just wish he had some better advisors around him. All right, let's take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
With regard Frank? To, yes, thanks, Mike. Yeah, thanks, Mike. With regards to Trump's Asian tour, I think he's going to be stopping in the Vietnam area there. And, you know, there was a former congressman, I believe, maybe from New York, in the early 1980s that spoke before Trump this past July 4th. And he was speaking to the bikers, the Rolling Thunder group, and he was talking about, you know, all these guys, you know, maybe as many as 200 or more. And he had sources telling him that they're still in Vietnam alive, these POWs that were left there as collateral. I guess there was supposed to be some type of a Marshall-type plan to rebuild, you know, South Vietnam, but I guess the U.S. government reneged, and so they, you know, they were never released. And I just wonder what the odds would be that Trump, President Trump, might address that issue.
I would say close to nothing. And it is a tremendous shame for the United States. And, you know, the interesting thing is in that second Rambo movie, they even mention this, that basically at the end of the war, the U.S. had agreed to pay reparations to the government of Vietnam in exchange for the POWs. And that they just decided, no, we're going to keep the money, keep the POWs. We're going to pretend they don't exist. And what's really ironic is to see John McCain, who is preferred to us as a hero of Vietnam for having survived his imprisonment there. And, of course, now we know that he was actually making propaganda tapes for North Vietnam, which is an act of treason. John McCain has been at the forefront of just shutting down any possible inquiry into whether there are surviving POWs in Vietnam. And I remember seeing a documentary not too long ago that presented a compelling case that, yeah, there were quite a few of the Vietnam veterans, obviously this many years after, many of them have passed away. Some of them actually left Vietnam and moved to Russia, and they're still living there.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that. Hey, while I've got you, I heard you talking earlier. You said that there were a couple of automobile accident victims who were also survivors of the Vegas shooting, and the daughter had stated that it was like a bomb went off in the car. What were those names again?
It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and I've already deleted it from my talking points, so I don't remember the name. There have been claims of a lot of people who were talking about multiple shooters. There was that 28-year-old girl was trying to organize a group of people to go public and say there were multiple shooters, and she was found dead in her bed, declared natural causes. There have been a couple of stories that did not pan out, that were obviously planted fakes to try and get everybody discredited. But this story about the car accident even made the Washington Post. And the story was that they'd gone back home, their daughter was at home, and she heard this huge bang. That's the word she used to describe it, and ran on out, and there was the car just engulfed in flames. And apparently it took firefighters a couple of hours to put it all on out, but the official story is he hit a guardrail. Well, I'm sorry, hitting a guardrail with a car generally doesn't trigger a monumental explosion, unless, of course, you're working for NBC News trying to discredit side-mounted fuel tanks on pickup trucks, but that's another matter entirely.
Okay, sounds legitimate then. Hey, also, you had mentioned crowdsource earlier, and back in the summer, I think I might have called in and mentioned, I heard what I believe is a pretty credible guy. I don't agree with him on everything, but I don't think he would have said this unless he had a pretty credible source. He basically was going through the names of the people that basically make up crowdsource, and these
I
were
think you
Israeli.
Mean CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was the Seth Rich. You know, to do with regarding the matter of the Seth Rich laptop,
yes,
and everything. And the forensic, investigation on that. I mean, I believe that was an Israeli. You don't ever hear anything about it. That was an Israeli, or at least the guys who made up that company, controlled it, were Israelis.
Well, there was a lot of information at the time, and I don't know that it was totally Israelis. I know that there were some there. But the important part to keep in mind is the entire claim of Russia hacking the DNC emails came from this CrowdStrike, which then came under criticism by other security companies questioning their methods. And then CrowdStrike pulled back from the claim and said, we're not supporting that any longer. And still, that was the beginning of the campaign of sanctions against Russia. So CrowdStrike does need to be investigated. When they're done skinning Fusion GPS and nailing that hide to the barn wall, we definitely need to look at CrowdStrike, because it looks like there's this whole network of these companies and businesses and things that were set up to launder this smear campaign against Donald Trump and against Russia. Are you there? No, I guess we lost that phone call. All right, we're going to switch over to another Frank. This one's in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. There we are. Okay.
Okay. Very good, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. And you brought up before about opioids being prescribed, and there was a bust on physicians that were prescribing opioids. You know, if you look at the Obamacare, which is mandating people to take health insurance, and you look at opioid addiction, you can see it going up almost 400%, because that is a drug of choice for many, many physicians to prescribe opioids for just about everything, even migraine headaches. Instead of you know, treating the problems of the individual, they mask it with opioids, and it's a highly addictive narcotic. And then you look at very highly addictive, and then you look at how it decimated communities. I mean, why go to the local heroin dealer when you can get your opioids practically for free? So when you talk about, or when they talk about government mandate health insurance, you would have an opioid crisis that would topple what happened in China in the 1800s. That's what's going to happen if we allow government to go into a single-payer Bernie Sanders type of a plan. Because this all leads back to what was was predicted by the John Birch Society over 30 years ago. And if I find that newsletter, Michael, I'll send you a copy of it. But over 30 years ago, the John Birch Society said, "Welcome to the Rothschild-Rockefeller medical-industrial complex." And in it, they listed three things that's going to happen. One was mandate all people to have health insurance. Two was to put all the resources in diagnostic care and treatment, but never find a cure. And the last was to create diseases out of thin air. Birch has predicted this 30 years ago. We got it going on now. Now we have this opioid crisis where Big Pharma and the doctors, which are their pawns, and the ACA, American Medical Association, which got their shills on it, that are pushing opioids. And then at the end of it, they're pushing Narcan, you know, to get you out of when you overdose. So they're making money at both ends. This whole situation we have today has been caused by government, and our Congress refuses to hold hearings on this opioid crisis. Now, Trump, I take my hat off. He did bring it up. It is a national epidemic. It is a national epidemic. Yes, it is a national epidemic. But instead of investigating, you know, Manafort, whatever the hell this guy's name is, and this one, this is a national crisis. And if they want to get to the root of resolving this issue with the opioid crisis, they better hold some honestly open congressional hearings on what went wrong in this nation and start with this ACA program that they forced people taking health insurance. That was one of the components of it. Big Pharma and physicians that are told to prescribe opioids or make it a drug of choice for just about any type of ailment you have. And that's about it, Michael.
Now, yeah, they've turned doctors into pushers. And the big stink here with this one prosecution the Department of Justice is engaging in is that the physicians did have different options for treating pain, including ones that are not addictive, and they were financially incentivized by the pharmaceutical company to intentionally hook patients on these opioids so that they would be on them for the rest of their lives. And there's no difference between these big pharmaceutical companies and the drug lords, and there's no difference between these doctors in their white lab coats and the guy down on the street corner. It's exactly the same thing. We're trying to get people addicted. We're just out here to make the money. And it really is a scandal, and there should be hearings. There probably won't be because, again, the pharmaceutical industries are huge, huge donors to Congress. Congress actually did hold hearings at one point over the very obvious connection between prescription psychiatric drugs and out-of-control random acts of violence that make no sense. And in the end, Congress decided, well, there really isn't anything we can do about it.
You know, excellent points, you know, Michael. And if you look at what communities were ravaged the most by this opioid epidemic, it was basically middle America. And what I'm, the point I will allude to is that you go to any mid-size or small city under 25,000 population, you would see nearly a pharmacy on every single corner, way
yes.
past the population what it had back in the 1960s when I was a kid growing up. And there's a reason for that. Like you said, the reason is not only opioids, but psychiatric prescription drugs combined with God knows what else, you know, for every other imaginary disease they create, like, you know, ADA and HHCD and whatever heck disease. And this is where they're decimating middle America. And people got to be aware of this. When these pharmacies come in and you see 1, 2, 3, 4 with a population of 8 to 10,000 people, you know that community has been targeted by Big Pharma to get people addicted onto either opioids or prescription drugs as far as psychiatric or whatever.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is George Carlin, early in his career, actually commented on this. He said, we've got a drug problem in the United States because of all these drug stores everywhere you turn, you know, drugs. And I think what is going on here, the reason they're targeting middle America is the poor communities are already saturated with drugs, and they've already been bled dry for all the available money they have to be made to the drug dealers. So they wanted to target middle class, but middle class people tend to avoid street drugs, so legitimize them by having them prescribed by the doctors and sold by the pharmacies, and then these middle class Americans are okay taking these drugs and enjoying them because they're free of the stigma of the street crime.
Absolutely, and then the end result is to get addicted where they can literally break the addiction. Isn't that a shame? They are wrecking havoc through this country, and they really, really are driving people. They're taking their souls out of them by this addiction. They're driving families apart.
Yeah,
they're destroying the productivity levels of this nation, and they're doing a damn
Absolutely.
Good job of it. Boy, they are doing it. All right, Michael, thank you so much for taking my call, and keep up the good work. Bless you for everything you do.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. I remember many years ago, I forget exactly how many, Claire went through this episode of searing intense joint pain, which we finally figured out is she's sensitive to formaldehyde precursors. Prior to that, we were still in the grip of the orthodox medical establishment, and they prescribed her a medication for pain, which turned out had been prescribed off-label. It wasn't really a pain medication. What it was highly addictive, and Claire had a very difficult time getting off of it. And she told the doctor she wanted to be off it, and the doctor said, okay, didn't tell her that she had to phase down slowly. She could have gone into convulsions. So, again, I'm seeing less and less difference between the classical drug lord and the big pharmaceutical industries and the street dealers and these medical practitioners in their white coat. It's just a facade so the drug lords can hit those middle class Americans who would be averse to the illegality of the street drugs. But money is money is money is money is money. Now then, getting on back to the gun grabbers, and they're still out there. Britain banned guns many, many years ago. There was a mass shooting, and Britain said, okay, that's the end of it. You're allowed to own certain hunting weapons, but they have to be kept at your hunting club. You're not allowed to have guns in your home. Huzzah, huzzah, everything's going to be fine. The opposite happened. Violent crime exploded and continues to increase. And Great Britain justifies continuing their gun ban because it makes the British people feel like they're safer, even though they are not, in fact, safer. In fact, they're at more risk. But that's the way politicians think. We just need to make you feel like you're safe. We just need to make you feel the economy is okay. We just need to make you feel Saddam Hussein was a threat and all will be well. That's how they think. Now, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee appears to be trying to salvage its damaged reputation. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, for its successful effort to establish a global treaty that bans nuclear weapons. It hasn't been signed and ratified, especially by the United States, which is now ramping up their nuclear arsenal as fast as they can. But their heart was definitely in the right place. Now, we're ultimately aiming toward one of two things, a world in which nobody has nuclear weapons or everybody has nuclear weapons as a deterrent. We'll never achieve a world without nuclear weapons. The genie is out of the bottle. Countries like Israel are going to make nuclear weapons. They'll pretend they don't have them. So the best solution for world peace is go the other way. Allow everyone to have nuclear weapons of deterrence. And that's going to calm everything down. That's why the U.S. is after Iran and North Korea. They're on North Korea's on the verge of having a nuclear deterrent. That means the U.S. won't be able to invade them easily. That's the real issue here. So, again, look who the aggressor is over the last 16 years. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Monday. And a couple of stories we're looking at right now. Over in Washington State, KONG-TV has done an undercover investigation. And we've been talking about the Hanford nuclear disposal plant. There's a huge radioactive waste problem. Apparently, there is a company that was given a contract to dispose of radioactive waste, and they were caught simply dumping it along the banks of the Columbia River. And that, of course, means everybody downstream is exposed, all the fish downstream and contaminated. But it's a horrendous, horrendous scandal and a big stink. And so it's ugly. We've got that up at whatreallyhappened.com. Finally, over in Philadelphia, four Philadelphia election workers have been charged with fraud and voter intimidation. And apparently this all took place at a special election earlier this year. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro announced Monday the workers have been charged with fraud and voter intimidation during the March 21st election for a seat in the State House of Representatives. Shapiro says the workers at a North Philadelphia polling place became aggressive with a voter and also told another voter that a voting machine was broken, although investigators later determined it had been operational all day. Allegations of voter fraud, electioneering, and voter intimidation were reported to city and state officials during and after the election, and there are continuing investigations. Like I said, the entire society has become corrupt. Our elections are an illusion. We're in the grip of a criminal government, a narcocracy. And we have to wake up and realize that. Remember that wonderful premiere episode of HBO's The Newsroom? Will McAvoy gets up there and he's on that stage and he says, the first step in dealing with a problem is acknowledging that there is one. And this is the problem. Our entire governmental system has become corrupt from top to bottom. Securities Exchange Commission, FDA, USDA, Minerals Management Service, they're all corrupted by that huge flow of money coming from those giant corporations. And the giant corporations are spending that money to make themselves even more money. And left behind in all of this are the ordinary, law-abiding, honest, ethical, moral American people, their standard of living, their health, the health of their children, their education, the infrastructure, it's all crumbling away. A lot of people have been wondering if the United States might someday be a third world nation. I think we're already there in terms of the economic disparity and the wealth inequality. And as we head off toward apparently a new world war, which is probably going to go nuclear, I'm convinced the United States cannot prevail. They cannot prevail in a conventional war against a peer like China or Russia or both of them put together because of the poor quality and high cost of our weapons and the fact that all of our stockpiles and existing weaponry are drawn down and worn out from 16 years of war across the globe. So that brings us to the end of this show. We're going to be keeping an eye again. Russiagate is the top priority, the Russian dossier. Keep those in front of the eyes of everybody that you know. This Manafort is a distraction only. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for the John Steadmiller program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take everything that you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We are in a fight, not just for the future of the United States, but for the entire planet. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this unusually clear Texas day, 30th of October, 2017, minus the chemtrails. I understand that people, I was listening to Mike Rivero, I understand people up in Minnesota, four already dead, 10 inches of snow and 200 and plus auto accidents. Yeah, global warming is here to stay. If this is Monday, then who's on the other end of this shtick here?
I haven't got a clue. Who do you think it is?
Right.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Ron today?
I understand you've had some bad situations happen, like the satellite and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yesterday, our little barracks box decided to, what's a polite way of saying take a dump?
Take a dump.
Okay. And we were able to get it booted back up, but that's our in-streamer, X-streamer setup. It's basically audio over IP. And for some reason, that thing decided that it wanted to give up the ghost yesterday. They got it working again. So any of you satellite listeners out there or rebroadcasters, hi, how you doing? If you develop any problems or you hear anything, just give us a call here at the network. You can be on monitoring stations, if you will. It's the end of the month, and it's been a skinny month. I have two accounts that are past due, equal $1,800 a piece. Jeez, what's that math-wise? Is that $3,600?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's two primary, satellite and internet. You know, no internet, no stream, no pay, no play. And folks, you know, some of y'all just sit out there and just sit back and wait for everybody else to do it. We need all of you on board. The old saying, many hands make for light work. And I can't tell you, Ron, how many times over the years, well, if all your listeners just gave $20 a month, you know, never works. We couldn't get them to do $1 a month years ago. That for some reason, people are not participatory. They are not, they think somebody else will pick up the tab. It's like being on a free lunch counter. Forever and ever. Somebody will pick up the tab. Well, folks, we're asking people that have never donated to this network to start supporting that which you obviously listen to. And you do so for a good reason. You know, I was talking to Mike Rivero prior to his program today, and I said, Mike, I said, I still can't get my mind wrapped around this. Going into our 15th year with this network, the host, folks, for you newbies out there, this doesn't mean anything to you. But for you people that have been listening to this network since its inception, look at what you have been able to listen to. The different talk show hosts, their guests, the subject matter. I mean, ranging from A to Z and then back again. But folks, there's only, according to Bill Deagle, Which, by the way, you know, I didn't get one negative email saying I'm sorry to see Mr. Bill Deagle go. Not everybody in the office is laughing as well. Not one. Not one. But he said, well, there's only 2.5 networks out there. Well, he's back on the other one. And his reference to the half network was Rents Radio. And Jeff is getting up there. I was hoping before he shuffled off this mortal coil, he'd give up the crop circles and little grays. Hell, they're even bringing back the X-Files, for gosh sakes. Yeah, that's public consumption we all need. More fantasy. That's what we're living in right now, folks, and that's what we're desperately trying to get out of, a fantasy. So we need cash. I mean, there's no other way to put this. And now that new ad has been running, and it's Mike Rivero's part. I have the first read. Mike the composed the ad, Michael, dear Michael, Herzog, and Mike Rivero does the third part of that. And in Rivero's part of that read, it's like we're taking the PBS route. Except one thing, folks. Remember public broadcasting system? They got money from the government. And that will tell you why PBS never really amounted to anything. The radio that they put out and the content that they put out was worse than like watching paint dry. It was like listening to paint dry. Okay? Now, get your mind wrapped around that one. Yes. But we're it. We're consolidated. We are on point. We don't carry a whole lot of fluff into mainstream out there with jabbering on the airwaves about absolutely nothing. This is a network that you need to support, and we need your support. So if anybody is feeling particularly generous today, and even if you're not, trust me, for the people that used to say, well, I quit tithing to my church because my church doesn't, well, that's because they're 501c3 and they can't get too political, so the preacher's just going to stand there and talk about saving your soul and going to Jesus. It used to be, ladies and gentlemen, that your pastor or your minister, let me remind you of the Black Brigade. Haven't heard of that one? The Black Brigade were the preachers during the Revolution. That they were up there at the pulpit teaching the fire and brimstone, that's for sure. Don't get your mind and your heart and your everything else attached right, you're going to go to hell. But what they did is they went and armed themselves and the uniform of the day. They were out in the field fighting the British for independence. Could you see any preachers today even fighting against the establishment?
Yeah. No, they accept what they're told to do.
Yeah, and the unholy alliance between Judaism and, I guess, Christianity and, folks, let me put it to you this way. People that walked away from their churches because they found out the guy that was standing behind the pulpit really wasn't a man of God, because God doesn't countenance cowards. He will certainly lend his support by the courageous. And those are the ones that are standing in the light speaking the truth. We had, for a little while, people that used to tithe to their church. Remember, folks, have been listening to this network for a while? Well, I'm going to tithe to Republic instead of my church. I'm getting more truth here than any place else. Well, we haven't stopped, but you have. What happened to you? Give us a call today. I mean, we need to drum up about $3,600. I mean, like right now. Give us a call here at the network, 800-724-2719. Dial extension 3. Talk to Mikey. Mikey be happy to take your information. Folks, you're tired of hearing it, and I'm tired of asking. You know, go ahead.
Who wrote the ads? I mean, your commercials are excellent.
Michael Herzog.
Oh, wow.
Which is not going to be back. I was in recent contact with him. He's taken on a second job, He's got some things he needs to do. And he said, John, I don't have time to do radio programming. For right now, I've got to go work two jobs. And I go, okay, no problem. And I was in error because I heard him say he was about 70% sure that he was going to rejoin the network. And that 30% of the uncertainty turned out to be the case. So Michael will be back at a later time, but not now. He's out there trying to scramble around and survive. So, having said all of that, folks, you know, I did my due diligence. I put the network together. We have additions coming to the network. Dr. Hesham Talawi is no longer with the network. His last show was yesterday. And James Kelso, he has 3 hours on Sunday afternoon. He's cut back to two. And I'm going to bring up a new guy. I think you know him. I think you're going to be his first guest. Who might
yes,
that
I
be?
Am.
Who might that be?
Steve Elkins.
There you go. And Steve has got, I don't know, I'll talk to Steve about this, but he wants to be the, what did you say, as far as a talk show host went?
Oh, well, he, you know, he has a huge motivation to do well in this. He really likes the form that he's in, and he really wants to become a very good host, very good radio talk show host.
He wants to be the best?
He wants to be the best. Yeah, why shouldn't he?
those are lofty aspirations. Can he do it better than Mike Rivera or myself?
Well, he's going to attempt, isn't he?
Well, we're going to. And you know what? That's another thing that this network does. We have taken, I have literally taken people in the middle of an interview and asked them, have you ever done radio? Well, that's what I thought I was doing right now. No, I mean do your own show. Janice Karpinski. General Janice Karpinski. She got burned over Abu Ghraib. And I asked her flat out on the air one day. I said, would you like to do a show? She says, I don't know. Well, a few days later, we had her scheduled in. She did a show for more than a year. Hmm. These are the type of things that this network does, folks. And we don't do it for fortune. We don't do it to be in some good graces of somebody out there for some little under the table, whatever. No, we do it because we're driven to do it. You people need the truth out there in the unfettered and an unadulterated way, and that's what we do. So support us or go listen to AJ. Your choice.
Well, you know, the hosts are donating their time. I mean, they put their shows together. That's a lot of work. And the thing that cost is the medium to do it, you know, to get it over the airwaves. So that's not much to ask of someone that's listening to the information for free.
No, I would say it wasn't a whole lot to ask. Because, I mean, people are out there paying cable bills or satellite bills. Or they're paying for entertainment. They will pay for their entertainment, but it's their education, folks. We don't offer this isn't a student loan program, okay? We're not even asking you to really go in debt to get your certificate to be awarded, and Johnny gets a little gold star to walk into a world where you're going to be jobless. No, we literally are an educational foundation. We have been doing this. I've been doing this for a quarter of a century. This network's been around 14 and a half years now. And every single day, day in, day out, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, including leap year. So we need your support. So support us. You know, I had a little experience yesterday. Steve Elkins will be kind of amused to hear this one. Me saying that I was having those neck problems and I'd be sitting here trying to read a computer screen and it would just totally disappear. I got an idea, and just on a weekend, which I'm never here on a Sunday, okay? And I had to come in yesterday because we were having transmission problems with the satellite. So I came in, and hours later, we finally got it back up and running. But the tension set in, and I had another episode. And I know exactly where this is coming from. The neck muscles, they bunch up, put pressure on the disc, puts pressure on the nerves, and there I am, you know, half blind, can't see out of the other eye. So, folks, I need to quit stressing here before I really do have a stroke. You know, if you believe in what we are doing, if you believe in yourself, the reason why you're here listening to the broadcast today, we need your help. Help! Okay, I can't say it any other way. 800-724-2719. People are calling. Why are they calling on the listener line? 800-724-2719, extension 3. All right. By the way, here's a bombshell that got dropped Saturday night. Our Judge Jeanine had Jason Chavez on and said that one of the reasons why Chavez got the hell out of Washington, he can't stand the smell anymore. He can't change anything, and he's tired of dealing with it, and he walked away. Well, he had a conversation with our attorney general, our little flop-eared munchkin. I'll start using little names like that because this guy told Chavez, I am not doing a Hillary Clinton investigation. I am not doing it. Say what? Now, I've explained this before, and I hope people catch on to this. If you want dirty tricks and murder, yeah, just go watch the Netflix series House of Cards, which I guess today the star came out and admitted he was gay. Okay, fine. But the way you get out, you see something coming and you can't cover. You can't get around it. You've got to meet it head on. Well, this is exactly what the Hillary Clinton debacle is all about. We've got to do a Russian collusion. We've got to tie Trump in. You take the narrative. You lead the argument for where you want it to go. And along the way, you can buy yourself some ex-FBI chiefs if you so care to. Here is the... Mike? Michael? You have to turn up my pot so I can play this. Okay. Here is Bill Still with the report. And, folks, I'm telling you what. This... I don't know how people are handling this. You have been assaulted. Your sensibilities have been numbed. We are living... Mike, you got to grab that and put it on hold. People are starting to respond, and I've got somebody that's tied up in the other line. Just hang on here, everybody. Is Julie still here? Well, get her self in here as well. Is she coming? There you go. Yeah, our office isn't big enough. We need intercoms. You just yell. At any rate, the amount of corruption, it's beyond description anymore. It is so in your face. And once presented and once everybody finds out about it, we're not going to do anything about it. Who in the hell is Jeff Sessions to bypass an investigation? Is it just about emails? Is it just putting the wrong stuff on my server? Oh, I'm sorry. No, this has to do, going back to the MENA, Arkansas days, you opened up this crypt. There's enough to bury Billy Boy and the Piano Leg Lesbian. Sorry for the one person out there that doesn't like me saying that. But you can put these people in jail for 15 lifetimes. This is how dirty and corrupt and murderous they are. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, 800-724-2719. Extension 3, if you'd like to donate. You probably don't like doing it, but do it anyhow. Donate to the network today, folks. We need all that we can collect in a very short order, like 10 minutes ago. We'll be back. I want to get into this Jason Chavez thing. Folks, this is mind-blowing.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Well, the magic's from
open up your mic, Mike. All right, I had a request here, and I am inclined to honor this request. thank you, Jerry. He donated $500 with a request to play Robert Ravolt's show from Sunday the 29th. I guess that was yesterday. Okay, so where can we rerun that?
Friday night, Saturday morning, midnight to 3 a.m. You can do it then.
Where the hell is all this noise coming from? Is that?
It's loud in here,
man, is that noisy in there. Okay, Friday night, when?
Saturday morning, midnight to 3 a.m.
Midnight to 3 a.m., Jerry. That's the best I can do on that one. this guy requested that I say, thanks, little Johnny, for the $200. Okay, I just did. Valerie gave $100, and this is your writing that I cannot read. I hope you got the numbers right. Bob. Okay, Bob sent in $200. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that very much. We need $3,600. I'd like to get it today before I get out of here, because we got Mike. Close your. No, it's not. Pull the mic. Thank you. I'm sorry? Well, push the computer back up, but I'm still getting...